This is the from the main phase bundle. This is the plan for crab success. So for the main phase, we're going to begin with the 100. And what I really want you to focus on is that you're really keeping, instead of, often we can do the 100 more as a long line, whereas for this one, I want you to really think about getting into a deep flex shape as much as you can. So the tailbone lifted, the crown of the head lifted. You could prop up the upper body with a mini ball or a rolled up mat if needs be, if that extra support needs. So we're not thinking about the legs dropping down low. We're thinking about the legs being higher towards the ceiling so that it's really focusing on that long length along the whole back line of the body. And then we do our 100. Come into a full body stretch. And then we're going to take it into our one leg stretch. So again, coming back into that really, really good flexed position, focus on really keeping the tailbone lifted, and we go into our one leg stretch, switching the legs. But again, don't let the leg drop too low that you're extending, otherwise it will pull you out of the flexed shape. From there, we come into roll up. And this time for your roll up, what I want is your soles of the feet together, the knees are gonna open apart. So you're beginning to come into that leg position for the crab, and then we perform our roll up, rolling down to the mat and back up again, or as far as your clients can allow. But really focus on pressing the heels of the feet together. We then come into your double leg stretch. So back into that as much flex position as you can. So again, support if you need to. Again, don't let the legs drop too low, and take it into the full double leg stretch. So arms and legs extending away. Come to seated to go into spine stretch. And for this one, what I want you to think about is sitting tall. Again, legs extended, or again, you could offer the soles of the feet together, arms reaching forwards. But what I want you to do is allow the pelvis to drop back as you reach forwards. So I want you to focus on really, really continuing the stretch of the back line. So not so much, normally on spine stretch, we don't allow the pelvis to drop back. We just think of the movement going from the waist up. Whereas this one, I actually want you to allow the pelvis to sink back, but the arms to reach forwards. So we're really looking at a full stretch down the back line of the body. Sweep the arms behind and support, ready for us to go into leg pull. And then what we're doing here is, as we breathe out, we're going to press the hips up into a long line and then folding back down. And we're doing that really just to try and release out the front of the hip so that we can find that C curve better for our crab. Bring yourself back to seated tall, and we're coming into your saw just to work on the flexion rotation. So arms out to the sides. We're going to exhale as we rotate, flex forward, sawing the little toe off with the little finger, and then inhale to return back up. From here, bring the legs into a mermaid position. And what we're going to do is have the arms outstretched, side bend over to each side, then bring the arms back out to the sides, and then press up into hip extension. So you come to kneeling up. So we do that again. So we side bend one way and back up, side bend the other way, lift back up, and then come to kneeling up. And then obviously we're going to switch and take it into the other position. From there, bring the legs forwards, and we're going to go into your teaser prep. So have just the knees drawn in towards the chest, and you're balancing. Sit back off your sit bones, so you're thinking of your C curve, and then you're going to do small ranges of movement. So you're not going to take it all the way to the mat. We're just going to let you drop weight into the back of the pelvis and lift back up. So you're really playing around the area of lumbar flexion rather than taking it all the way down. From there, we're going to take it now into your rolling back. So we're gonna then bring yourself into a really tight shape, but the focus of your rolling back is going to be that you're gonna roll back and balance on the shoulders for 2 seconds before you return back up. Because this is gonna train you to find that balance where we swap the legs over for your crab. So we're gonna roll back, balance, and then roll back up. And you don't let the head touch down. You've gotta really use your center control to hold that before you finally finish with your crab.